Thank you, Pastor Dave. Thank you, everyone, for the encouragement. So today, I'm going to be talking about, you know, my journey into God finding me. I could stand here and tell you about many testimonies and how God has been with me through even the darkest moments and how he has worked everything for good. But I'm going to tell you about how he encountered me. So I'm just literally going to read off this paper. So I'm going to tell you about God's grace and mercy and how he surrounded me and how his love covered me. As many of you know, I grew up in Honduras. One of the turning points in my life was during my childhood when our house burned down and we had to move with my aunt who lived in the baddest neighborhoods of La Ceiba. It was literally called the hole. A few months while we still lived in our old neighborhood, we were invited to church, which we kept attending after the fire. I think this was the very thing that spared us heartaches and helped us get through it all. We lived surrounded by drugs, destruction, and everything in between. But because we were churchgoers, as they called us, the drug dealer protected us, and he gave orders so that we wouldn't be offered any substances and that we wouldn't be bothered at all. He will say, let them go to church. Let them be. And we did that. I want to stand here and tell you that I went to church because I had a relationship with God. But the reality is I went to church because it was fun, it was safe, and a place of comfort, especially with my living surroundings. Even after moving to the USA at around age 10 or 11, I continued a lifestyle of attending church and participating in the various activities, and that was sufficient to me. Sometimes during high school, following a youth camp where I had a powerful encounter with God and I was confronted with his presence, I realized that God wanted more from me than a religious lifestyle of attending church, trying to do the right things, and aiming to be perfect in order to gain his acceptance. I finally understood that God is my Father and longs to have a relationship with me so that I could comprehend who he is and that he meets me right where I am, with my flaws and all, with all of my imperfections. So I just want to encourage you and reassure you that God meets you right where you are, regardless of what that may be at this time, and that his love for you is everlasting, and he just wants you to come to him and meet you where you are and have you accept him instead. So I just want to encourage everyone who's feeling like they want to aim for perfection and then come to meet God to just come where you are and how you are because he loves you.
How many of you learned something new about Carla? Yeah. So, Carla, thank you for sharing. So we believe you're going to be able to share that. You'll be full of grace and the Holy Spirit. It's going to go great. So thank you.